BBC News, hello, I'm Gareth Barlow. Nigeria's governing party's candidate has taken a strong lead in Saturday's disputed presidential election. With results announced from about three quarters of the states, Bola Tinubu has won nearly 40% of the votes counted so far. In a press conference, opposition parties have called for the election to be cancelled. They said the Electoral Commission's inability to upload results to its website showed they had been manipulated. Pete Ogwoche has the latest.
The ruling APC, they came out with their own counter press conference to say that what these three parties are asking for is illegal and should not happen. What happens next, we're not quite sure. I mean, these elections have cost Nigeria almost $700 million, and I doubt very much with the cost of living crisis going on in the country right now whether they can actually afford to have another election.
The UN's nuclear watchdog says it's having discussions with Iran about the discovery of highly enriched uranium particles recently discovered at the country's Fordo enrichment plant. Iran has previously denied that it plans to build a nuclear weapon. Bethany Bell reports from Vienna.
In the report, the IAEA said it has asked Iran to explain the origin of the particles of uranium, which were enriched up to 83.7% purity. Weapons-grade uranium is 90%. The particles were found earlier this year at the Fordo nuclear site, which is dug into a mountain. The report said Iran had informed the agency that unintended fluctuations in enrichment levels may have occurred.
Fire officials in Greece say at least six people have been killed and 18 injured in a train crash. A rescue operation is underway near the city of Larissa after a cargo train collided with a passenger train, causing it to derail and catch fire. Footage broadcast on Greek TV shows badly damaged carriages and thick plumes of smoke. Several fire engines are at the scene. The US Supreme Court has heard arguments over the legitimacy of President Biden's plans to give loan relief to millions of students. Six Republican-controlled states have brought the case, arguing that Mr. Biden is exceeding his powers. The BBC's Nomi Iqbal has this report.
More than 25 million people had applied for the programme before applications were stopped last year. The court is hearing from six Republican-led states who say Mr. Biden overstepped his executive authority by using the COVID pandemic to pause student debt and then push the programme through. They also think wiping away debt will contribute to inflation and punish those who never went to university. The court, which has a conservative majority, will rule in the summer. If it kills the plan, the Biden administration hasn't indicated if it's exploring other options.
World news from the BBC. The top prosecutor at the International Criminal Court is in Ukraine to observe the ongoing investigation of Russian attacks on the power grid and other infrastructure that's killed hundreds of civilians. The ICC's Karim Khan says he's seeing firsthand if Russia is breaking the Geneva Convention, which forbids attacks on civilians.
We've been to one of the power stations that were hit, and this is another example that, in the cold of November of last year, eight people were killed and four or six children were badly injured when a missile hit this apartment a block. And we need to find out what pattern, if any, is demonstrated by that, because these are not isolated occurrences.
Three journalists from one of Egypt's last remaining independent media outlets are to be put on trial. The three women work for the liberal online newspaper Mad Hamasa. They're charged with offending legislators from the Nation's Future Party, which strongly supports President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Nation's Future disputes an article carried by the website last August, which reported that a state watchdog had accused its MPs of gross financial misconduct. Peruvian police have discovered a mummy believed to be at least 600 years old inside the cooler bag of a delivery worker at an archaeological site. Will Leonardo has the story.
Officers in the southeastern Peruvian city of Puno said they'd approached a group of apparently drunk men before opening one of their food delivery bags. Inside, they found a pre-Hispanic mummy squeezed into the square container in a fetal position. One man then explained he'd been sharing a room with a bandaged mummy, which he'd named Juanita. He said he considered Juanita to be his spiritual girlfriend and had taken her out to show his mates. Experts have since said the mummy is believed to be a 45-year-old male. Peru's Ministry of Culture has now taken charge of the remains and the delivery worker has been arrested.
BBC News.